She's psychic to the stars. Psychic Susanna.
We say good morning to the psychic Susanna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you know what? As we get ready with Psychic Susanna, let's play our fun and exciting inside game, Antoine, okay. Shelley. It's what did Psychic Susanna have for dinner last night? So we're going to try to guess.
Monday night.
It's psychic dinner with Psychic Susanna.
Yes. I'm going to say she had some Mexican last night.
All right, Mexican on a Monday. I think you're going for the alliteration of Monday Mexican. See, completely. I'm gonna cop out too and go with the Monday meatloaf. That's my guess. It's a Monday night meatloaf. Susanna, what'd you have for dinner last night?
Not the meatloaf, but boy, am I hungry for it now.
What was it? What'd you have for dinner?
Well, I think I had, I can't remember. That was so long ago.
It was last night.
It was 14 hours ago.
It was the last meal you had.
I live in the now.
Well, psychic supper is just silly then.
Well, then I need to borrow money from you then.
Exactly.
If you live in it now, you'll forget that I owe you.
That's a great idea.
All right. I got to think about it later. I'll text you when I remember.
Okay. I've decided then, therefore, I'm correct. It was, in fact, meatloaf.
And she meatloaf.
Says, well, she remembers it wasn't meatloaf. She's quick
she
enough,
wants it now.
Yeah, quick enough to shoot me down, but then not even give me the validation of the answer afterward.
So maybe it's Mexican.
Well,
George's meatloaf is like meatloaf that God would love.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Very nice.
So I would remember.
Yes, yeah, meatloaf is what it sticks with. Yeah, I would assume if you had either of the two we suggested, then you would definitely remember.
Oh, so I had Chinese,
okay. And I am currently craving Chinese. So,
ooh, look at that. There's a spooky psychic connection going on. Let's see if there's any more of a connection. Let's get Hannah in here. Get her a reading. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning,
Hannah. Did you have meatloaf for dinner last night?
What did I have for dinner last night?
This is such a tough question
for people.
Cereal. I had cereal.
Okay.
It was last night, two hours ago.
What kind of cereal?
We were out of food. I don't know. We just ate cereal. Okay. Hannah, just say, hi, I'm Hannah, and then let Susanna know how old you are, and she will take it from there. Go for it, Hannah.
Hi, I'm Hannah, and I am 23.
Hello, Hannah. You know what? You've got a great life ahead of for you. Do you know why? You're sensitive.
Why?
You're loving. I've got to have you work on follow through, though, a little bit better than you do now. You will work in the health profession. What do you do now?
I am actually going back to school to be in the health profession, but I'm training to be a manager right now.
Well, there you go.
I've got to tell you, though, you're a natural healer. You know what to say to others to make them feel better. That's a really big gift, honey, really big gift. I am going to also tell you that you will be a Girl Scout leader. So just be aware of that. A couple daughters are coming your way. Also that you will live in love in a wooded area, and your husband's going to pee on trees a lot. So he's an outdoor guy.
It's fun.
Now, you're not involved right now, are you?
I'm not sure.
Well, she's in a situationship.
When a psychic says you're not involved, really, you might want to just say, yes, I'm not involved.
Okay. She's not. You know, we don't know anything because it's like stay at home. Am I seeing this person because I never see this person?
Are we together?
Who the heck knows? Happening?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You're married at 25, a guy you do not know.
Okay.
And he is hot.
Ooh.
Okay.
He has a tush that is really worth waiting for.
Interesting.
A tush?
Chris Hemsworth. Yeah. This is amazing.
Okay.
That will be an have a great day, young lady.
Fantastic. Good luck, Hannah. And she's 23,
Thank
so
you.
That explains cereal for dinner. Mm-hmm. That answers that question. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did that all the time. Let's get Jeannie in here next. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, y'all guys.
All right, my dear, you're on with Psychic Susanna, so just say hi, I'm Jeannie. Let her know how old you are, and then it is the Jeannie show.
Okay, thank you.
Go
hi,
for it.
Hi, Susanna.
Hi, Jeannie.
Jeannie, how old are you? Sorry, say it again.
I'm 60.
60.
Okay, Jeannie, first of all, I have to tell you, and this is probably going to shock you a little bit, but you're not responsible for everyone. I know that shocks you. We had a great guy who did that. They crucified him. You really spread yourself too thin for everybody else, and we call that dumb. A lot of times to get refocused on ourselves, God gives us a small little illness. So there's going to be a little thing that's going to be a little owie, but it's temporary.
Okay.
So I want you to remember that. But it's all about refocusing and taking care of yourself and asking for joy for you. I mean, you're too busy taking care of others. I need that changed. There is going to be financial improvements, steady basis within 4 months. A new friend that will be close a little too fast and end up being a gossiper. A lot of fun and a lot of laughter in a hall with the worst decorations you've ever seen.
Gross.
Apparently they did not invest in decorations. But with people you haven't seen for decades, I love that. And that's going to be within 4 months. And just between you and me, I don't know how to say this, and I don't want to talk about it. I don't want you to panic. But for some god-awful reason, I have you bike riding.
Oh, God.
Bike riding.
Now, it might be a stationary.
Not me.
Not sure I'm feeling a motor.
Okay.
But it may be a stationary one.
All right.
I don't know.
It's a Peloton. Jeannie's getting a Peloton.
There you go.
Motorcycles.
Motorcycles. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Live life to the fullest, honey. Enjoy it.
You'll like it.
Amen. Amen.
All right, Jeannie, take care. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Suzanne. God bless you.
You're welcome. I'm honored.
Oh, man. Jeannie's one of our, she's an all-time A++, Morning Thang Hall of Fame listener right there, Suzanne.
Tippity top of the list.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So do you have anything for Antoine or Zach Jackson? Maybe you've heard of him. That's me.
I heard a woman in the studio. Who was that?
That was Jeannie.
Or Hannah.
I mean, Monica's, she's on the show, but she's broadcasting from the she shed. So she's not here in the studio.
Actually, Monica has sneaky money coming her way.
Well, yeah, she just calls it money, but yeah, the rest of us call it sneaky money. Yeah.
Okay. Just her normal.
And for you, Antoine.
Yes.
There is going to be fun by dice.
By Ooh. Dice. I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about learning how to play craps.
Oh, craps is the best, Antoine. I'll teach you.
He was breaking down all the rules of craps to me yesterday.
It's fun with dice. And before we had coronavirus, you'd blow on the dice for luck.
Yes.
Now you get thrown out of the casino for that. But yes, I love dice.
All right. And for you, Zach,
There
is going to be, are you ready?
Yep.
Unplanned company on your doorstep that you will let in.
Okay, interesting.
Gonna let them in.
Not a time that I tend to do that right now. So, unplanned company. I'd be like, who is it? What do you want?
But you're gonna let them in.
Well, if they come with money, you know, sneaky money is always acceptable. MediaPsychic.com. If you'd like to talk to Psychic Susanna, MediaPsychic.com. She'll answer one free question. Put K92 in the subject heading. You go right to the top. Susanna, have a good one. We'll talk to you next week.
Live long and prosper.